So if you could say something to the population, what would you like to say?
We have no other choice but follow, wash your hands, wear your mask, avoid contact.
Social distancing.
Keep your distance of 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would like to add, every person in every village has a responsibility to themselves and their families. And if they see somebody that's not doing what's supposed to be done, then just say in a nice way, if we're going to keep this away from our doors, we don't have a choice but to follow the protocol.
Are you recommending then, Mr. Jones, that residents, if they see someone who has recently traveled and has come back and is not following protocol, that they should report it?
That's right. We don't have a choice. You know, everybody should be worried about this, because every village got people with low immune systems that will not be able to face this COVID disease. And from Blanc Sablanc to Port Cartier, we have a total of 5 beds available at the hospital in Seven Isles for COVID. And you know what? Today, there's 3 people in the hospital. That should be worrying enough. And there's 2 senior citizens home, or what I saw on social media, with cases in Seven Isles as of last night. So we've got to be worried. We've got to take care.
What would you have to say on the MRC level? What are you guys currently working on now in light of all this new information?
Well, we're going to try to get the Rangers reactivated to be able to go at the airports, the dock, and the border, and all the airports on the coast. In the event that there's a case, the names are taken, they're put down on the paper, and we'll know how to do the tracing. And also, we've got to keep on fighting for mandatory testing. The one thing that I would like to explain to everyone, it's not us that's at fault. God only knows how hard we fought. The people of the coast that got to join with us right there now and speak as one, that this is enough. We've got to start taking care of number one, and number one is the citizens on the coast.
Well, thank you very much, Randy, for sharing that information with us. And of course, as anything new develops, you will keep us up to date.
I will definitely do so.
And thank you, everyone. That was Mr. Randy Jones, warden of the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.